The mood can be described as very exciting. A lot of people are anxious to vote. People turned up in huge numbers, and people have been actually queuing up since last night. Today, people woke up as early as 4 o'clock in the morning to queue up. Even people are leaving their hospital beds just to come and vote. It's not. I also covered elections 29 years ago, but I can tell you that this one, the mood is much different. I think people are more excited and people are more anxious to vote. And we also have a number of new voters, the young voters who are voting for the first time. A lot of them have been in the queues. They've been complaining that, no, they've been waiting for too long and the queues are slow and it's hot. But people have actually stood in the queues and waited their turn to vote.
And Vitalio, I can understand why people are excited, because Namibia's vice president, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, could become the country's first female president if she wins the presidential election today.
I don't know if that's specifically having a female candidate, but also having so many new parties, I think, coming in, I think also adds to the excitement. And I think also, since the ruling party also lost a lot of votes, they actually went out all out to get people to the polling stations.
And Vitalio, so basically, who are the contenders in this election?
In this election, I think the contenders, if we go with what happened in the special voting, I think the contenders will be the front runner, I think the ruling party and their candidate, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. And then there's a new kid on the block called the Independent Patriot for Change, which was established by somebody who came from the SWAPO party, Dr. Panduleni Itula. They have risen in popularity over the past 3 years since he ran, 5 years since he ran as an independent candidate. And then we have traditional parties, but they might be actually the biggest losers in this election, because they are parties which were popular in the past, like the Congress of Democrats, the COD, and then the Popular Democratic Movement. They seem not to be drawing too many crowds. Yeah, the RDP, which was an official opposition in 2009, also doesn't seem to be doing well.
And when do you think we'll be getting results?
The voting has been going slow, especially in the places which are populated. I foresee that there will be a problem where they close the polling stations at 9 o'clock, and there'll still be people in line. We've got a population of 1.4 million. The ECN is promising that the results will be available the next day, but I don't buy that. I think by Friday evening we might have the results, or maybe even Saturday morning. With the counting, even with the polling stations, there are some polling stations, especially in the populated areas. So there are still problems here and there. There are some hiccups here and there. So I don't foresee people finishing on time. Once the results are counted, the counting starts immediately when the polling closes at 9. So the reports will be coming in and there, but the ECN, the Electoral Commission of Namibia, advised us not to take those as the final, but only the verified collated results as the final, which will be announced when they call us for the media briefing.